Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are wrapping up our first weekend, at least this podcast. We've been doing broadcasting WPL baseball and softball games and lacrosse matches for a few weeks now. But this is our first time that we're dedicating the podcast, and we will all the way through June, to WPIL baseball, WPIL softball. We've wrapped up. We've done all of our duties with basketball. So now focus on spring sports and our very first WPIL softball team of the week is the gals from Lincoln High School, Elwood City Wolverines. Their veteran coach, Gary Rosansky, is kind enough to join us in the classroom you're in the grade school, right? Or middle
school? Sixth grade.
Yeah. All right.
So 5-6 building.
That's like middle school, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I get confused. I get easily confused on many things. But so, Gary, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the hot start for the Wolverines.
Thank you. We appreciate you recognizing us and having this opportunity, put us out there.
So you are in the classroom, as I mentioned. You're right now on, what do you call it, a prep
period? Special prep period, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now usually when you're not, when you're not dealing with the goofballs in the media and doing these kind of nice things, what are you usually doing? Preparing for the rest of the day, or are you looking like preparing for the down the road, the week?
Both, depending on the schedule. Okay. Of what's going on, where we're at, if we're behind on things or moving forward, and we got the state testing coming up. So that's what we're focusing on.
All right.
That's
kind of a big deal, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I wish all the young Wolverines well when it comes to the state testing. What do you teach?
Math. Sixth grade math, social studies, science. Yeah.
Ooh, math. Now, what at sixth grade level, what are they learning?
Right now, with a lot of us, with six, there's a lot of building upon what they already know. Like right now, we're doing area of figures. I'm going to move on to surface area. Then the lovely mean deviation.
Oh, my goodness. Plots.
Yeah.
I mean, I handled Gazintas, but after that, I was, it was kind of a lost cause. We were talking before we got started, 19th season, yes. 18th season, 19 years as head coach at Elwood City. What keeps the motor rolling?
I enjoy it. It's kind of extension to classroom. I did it long before, my daughter's a senior now, but I did it long before then. Got me involved was my father-in-law. He was the head coach for 12 years beforehand. He's still on staff now as a volunteer. That's what got me in and staying with it and, enjoy it, going to continue on here.
Good. Excellent. Well, you've done some great things. I think it was your third year. You guys won a WPL championship in 2008.
Yes.
Back-to-back titles in 2017, 2018. There's
16-17.
My apologies. So there's been enough time, 7 years, 8 years. What really stood out about those Wolverines teams that were – I mean, it's not easy to repeat, especially, at the – in those middle levels, the 2As, 3As, 4As before the expansion – What really stood out about those teams?
2008, we had a real good group of seniors. They lost in the finals in 2005 as freshmen. I think it was 5 or 6 freshmen starting. So, we had a good year as they were juniors. We've got upset in the playoffs to Bell Vernon. I think they end up winning it in 2007. In 2008, they were hungry. They had a lot of experience. It showed, I think it was Chartiers Valley, we had like 6 errors, uncharacteristic. There was a lot of pressure on themselves, and we still found a way to win. It's kind of, the pressure was off, and they just played great. They, they did things they were supposed to. They kind of knew their role, and they wanted it, And unfortunately, states didn't work out. We seem we can't get past that quarterfinal round. 16-17 was kind of the same. We had a good group as juniors, you know, they just wanted to win. They wanted to win, did everything we needed to do. You know, we had, besides, obviously, we've been fortunate enough, we've had good pitchers. You know, we've had successful pitchers, but we had the role players. We had everyone, you know, in the position. They knew what they needed to do. 17, he said it was hard to go back to back. You know, I think 16 was 2A, 17 was 3A. You know, we've won ones where back and forth. You know, and just getting there. And we always say getting into the playoffs, it's a whole new season. You just got to get in, matchups lined up. We were playing well, you know, trying to play our best at that time. You know, and it's just the way the girls wanted it and their attitude, you know.
Got it done. Impressively. Did you think back in 08, oh man, this is easy. I'll rack up about 9 or 10 of them.
I knew we had a good group, and knowing it's hard, you know, just being there, you know, and the opportunity we've had into the playoffs. And even in 2021, we lost to Mount Pleasant in the finals. You know, that was probably one of the better teams we faced, top to bottom. Knowing just getting there, we knew we could do it. Things lined up for us good. We competed, we battled, faced some good teams, you know, and we come out on the end. Were we successful till we saw Mount Pleasant?
There really is a winning a championship is so difficult. Winning back to back or more than that is, you know, eye popping, because there really is a lot that goes into winning a championship. I mean, you obviously have to have the talent. You have to have that talent be hungry too.
Yeah,
you have to have that talent accepting roles that the team needs, and you need some luck. You need to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. You need some bounces here or there, a call maybe here or there. So we have seen teams in various sports have these long runs, and I think it dulls the senses of how tough it is.
Yeah, it is. It is, you know, and then even this year with our boys with some, you know, basketball with some success as a, you know, lower seed and innings. They got better as the year went on, like you said, role players. That's what, you know, now we're trying to understand. We got a mix of three seniors, you know, one junior, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. Understanding your role, this game, that game might change.
Right.
You know, what we have to do, let's get together as a team, you know, and hopefully by the end we're playing good at the end, you know, put a nice run together.
Before we start talking about this year, was it frustrating a little bit last year? You guys had a good team. You won 11 of your 17 games overall. You're in a murderer's row of a section. So even despite the good season, you guys finished fourth, and then you fell to Yawk in the 3A playoffs. When you sat back and evaluated the season, was it a little frustrating?
At the end, yes, because I knew what we were capable of doing, but we had a freshman pitcher, you know, some girls in new spots. And it, at that point, it just wasn't, you know, Yawk, not, they had a couple timely big hits. And we just couldn't overcome that. We had a hot start. But in the end, as I told them, keep your head up. You made playoffs. You battled some schools, never made it. You know, it didn't work out the way we wanted. But yeah, there is a little frustration because we know we could have done better, but still a successful year. Hopefully to build upon that this year.
Yeah, and I think that's what, especially with the ninth grader in the circle, I think that people need to realize that, you know, while we've had the district, I mean, the WPIL has had some special pitchers shining bright as freshmen and leading their teams to championships, that is very rare.
Right.
So it's like stepping stones up. And so far so good here in 2024. You guys are sitting at 5-0. You have a big one still on for this evening
tonight. Yes, still on.
We're taping this Monday morning, so a big one Monday night to open up section play as you guys take on another strong team in Mohawk. But the one thing that jumps out to me when I was checking it out, man, you guys are smashing the ball. The offense,
that's something we've been talking about trying to do. Or, you know, our goal is let's hit it hard. We want to hit it hard. You know, focus on line drives. You know, even if it's a ground ball, let's hit it hard. Trying to get rid of the pop ups, things like that. Make them make a play. We've been fortunate. We're putting it in play hard, and we're hoping to continue that. You know, you know, if we, you know, hope, I think if we can do that tonight, we'll be okay. You know,
five games in, and you guys have scored double digit runs in all five games.
Yes.
I mean, that, especially with some of the weather that we've had,
yes,
that's, I mean, that has got to have you excited.
It is. I mean, there is some excitement to it, you know, like we said, driving the ball top to bottom, we're hitting it hard, putting it in play, and just make the defense make some plays. You know, we're being a little aggressive on the bases right now, and that's why you got the exhibition games for, you know, to do that. And they're doing what we're asking right now. You know, it's just trying to get them all together, you know, top to bottom, and the role players here and there, just to be consistent. You know, a couple of starters are still figuring out spots. Who wants it? They're hungry for it. Right. They're competing, you know, but we are seeing it. We're seeing it well and hitting it hard.
You mentioned being aggressive on the base paths, and again, you play non-section games to tune up the machine for section play. Has that played out well, and do you foresee that continuing?
That's kind of what we're focusing on this year. We've been fortunate. Some games we've, you know, done it well, taking the extra base, things like that. That's what we got those games for, to practice, and hopefully we can continue that, you know, in these section games, put the pressure on the defense. It's something we've been working on, but what we want to do, you know, we feel we have the team to do it.
The up and down the order as well. I mean, that's every, I don't care what level you're coaching or whatever, you know, you set up your lineup to take advantage of the better hitters. But when you have multiple people contributing, boy, that makes your job easier. Maybe it makes it tougher to fill out a lineup card.
Both, you know, depending on who we're going with, trying to put in what, you know, what position. At times it is easier, you know, who's seeing the ball, who's hitting it, who can, you know, drive in some runs, you know, who's the on-base people. It's both of them, but makes it kind of easy, you know, it makes it enjoyable and even, you know, easier to coach when we're hitting it the way we are.
Who were some of the standouts early on? I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I mean, top to bottom, depending what we're looking for, what we're hitting. Like recently, Sarah Swartz is really seeing the ball. Makes you think Newcastle, she was 4 for 5. Amber McQuiston seeing it. Bottom of the order is doing, you know, they're turning it over. They're putting it in play. Our leadoff hitter, Julian Ardone, she's doing what we ask of her, you know, a handful of walks, but she's having quality bats, might not work out, seeing a lot of pitches. Then, you know, Kier's putting the ball in play as a number two hitter, you know, hitting it hard. I think our first four of the five each have at least a home run. You know what I mean? Then even our 5-6 batter, Ellie Clancis, another senior, she's putting it in play hard. You know, there's things they're doing. You know what I mean? It's what we're asking. We don't want to look at too many strikes. You know, we're at times we talk, you know, let's be make the pitch work, but we're hitting our first strike too. You know, kind of double-edged sword there.
So it's aggressiveness at the plate. You talked about aggressiveness on the base paths. Is that something in your tenure as coach that you come upon that is very coachable, that aggressiveness, or is that something where you need to have those players with that kind of mindset?
Little bit of both. You know, as we talk about work on base running, a lot of base running is just having knowledge of the game, knowing yourself, knowing if you can take the bases, but in the same hands, thinking that, having that mentality. And there's girls in the past we've had, they've been awesome base runners, just uncoachable tangibles they have, you know, but we do work things and having that mindset. It's a little bit of both, you know, some are better than others, knowing who they are and what they can do.
You mentioned the freshman pitcher, now a sophomore, Amber right. McQuiston. How has she looked early days of
2024? You know, with the weather, hit and miss, you know, and just being consistent. I think Southside Beaver, she had a day rest. Weather wasn't too bad. She was really on. I think she pitched that day. She pitched a perfect game, no hitter. You know, she worked on her speed and her spins, you know, coming off Riverside game. She was out for a couple of days, sickness. Then Newcastle, it was just cold and wet, you know, anybody. Yeah. But the potential's there. She is hungry. She's done, you know, she's put the work in. And you can see it from last year. You know, like you said earlier, if we stay healthy, weather cooperates, you know, we have opportunity.
Is the consistency, is that a strike zone thing?
I think just game innings, you know, working the finding that, you know, you've had a handful of different umpires working that strike zone, finding that consistent, and just getting the game reps, you know, because sure. You can throw some live BP and then practice and do, she can do her stuff, but just a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a maturation thing.
Yeah.
I mentioned the big game coming up tonight. You guys will be hosting Mohawk. It's a 7 o'clock start Monday evening. The Warriors last year, they were tied. It was a tremendous race in section two. They finished tied for the top spot, a three-way tie with Hopewell and Central Valley. Still one of the teams to beat in this section?
Yes. I mean, I think they lost one or two. You know, they got most of the people back. Hank does a great job with them. You know, as we talked, they're kind of philosophy-wise, it's kind of the same things. They're gonna hit the ball, put it in play. They're gonna be aggressive on the bases. And then, you know, as we talked through the year, section comes down, these top four teams, it's gonna who puts the ball in play most and who's gonna make the routine play, you know, and take advantage of any opportunities.
Yeah, it's early days. You guys are sitting at 5-0. Mohawk has the one loss. Hopewell is at 500. Central Valley, I'm not even sure they've lost yet. And even Quaker Valley and Beaver Falls, which were distant 5 and 6 last year, both of those teams are either at 500 or above 500. Right. So it just, again, it's I called it a murderer's row. It's
a competitive section.
It is. And that's good, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, we try to get the exhibition, but you don't ever, if you're always going to get them in because of weather. And just the competitive games are going to get you ready for, you know, the playoffs.
Yeah. No, you can't. This is the one sport that's sort of behind the eight ball because the WPL dictates the football schedule. But basketball, if you know you're in a loaded section, you can sort of, you know, ease up a little bit on the non-section. But if you're in a section that you think you're going to do really well in and you want to challenge your team, you can go find those challenging matchups. But as you mentioned, because everything is dictated by weather, you could really have a great non-section schedule. Yeah. But I mean, how many of those games are you going to get in?
Exactly. You don't know. And you try, then the point comes, you try to get a game in. And last week we did have Newcastle scheduled. They were open on Tuesday in their new beautiful facility. Like, you want to come? I'm like, yes, let's come, you know, weather, beat the rain, you know,
right.
Just to get in because that's the last time we played. It's like over a week now.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody's kind of in the same boat.
Yeah. I think there was maybe one team that was able to get more than a game in last week. And there were a lot of teams that didn't get any games in last week. So anything you could do to get ready for section play, which begins against Mohawk on Monday night. Before I let you go, again, we're taping this Monday morning. You got any big Eclipse plans going on?
No. You know, I'm go home, you know, get situated, get ready for the game. Any little, you know, little notes here or there, you know.
Maybe occasionally peek outside, see if it's
been at point in time, you know, go out there, take a peek, maybe get a couple pictures, you know, something to use in class.
There you go.
But we'll see.
Gary, appreciate the visit. Congratulations. Yes, you run a top-notch program there, off to a good start again here in 2024.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Gary Rozanski, head coach of the Elwood City Wolverines, our first WPIL softball team of the week. You know, not a whole lot going on last week, but they were able to get a game in against Newcastle. They had already won 4 in a row. And again, what jumps out at you, 11 runs in a victory over Ambridge, 15 runs in a victory over Shenango, 12 runs in the win against Southside, 19 runs against Riverside, 10 runs against Newcastle, double-digit runs in 5. Not sure that streak's going to continue against the Warriors, but we'll see. So congratulations to the great start for Elwood City. All right, so yesterday, it doesn't matter. These are all coming out at the same time. So in our WPL softball player of the week, Sydney Seckley of South Park, we talked about the updated standings, and again, it's certainly early days of that. And I think we started in section 4-3A. We'll do the rest of 3A, and we'll also do 4A, 5A, 6A real quick. I mean, there's not a whole lot that has happened. Some of the sections haven't even had section play yet. Section 1 of 3A, both Deer Lakes and Burrell won their section openers, so they're ahead of the game. Freeport and Shadyside Academy were on the short end of the stick there. No section games, as we talked about in Section 2, Elwood City 5-0, Mohawk 4-1, big collision on Monday. In Section 3, no section games have been played, but both Southmoreland and Ligonier Valley, who I think finished 1-2 last year, the Scotties and the Rams are off to good starts. All right, let's go to Class 4A. Section 1, only one section game. Nauk defeated West Mifflin in a tight one. I believe the final was 3-2. They got that game in last week, so the Knights alone in first. The Titans at the bottom, but they won't be at the bottom for long. Section 2, three teams are off to 1-0 starts. Bel Vernon, Elizabeth Forward, and Albert Gallatin. Laurel Highlands is 0-2. Section 3 of 4A, only one section game. North Catholic defeated Montour. In Class 5A, Section 1, Shaler and North Hills on top. They also play on Monday, or is that, that might have been moved to Tuesday, for the Titans and Indians showdown. In Section 2, 5A, Penn Trafford and Latrobe are both 1-0. South Fayette and Western Beaver are 1-0 in Section 3, and no section games yet in Section 4. Trinity is 4-1. Callsville is 4-2. And as far as 6A, there's only one jumbled section. They have played section games. Seneca Valley is 3-0. Defending champion Hempfield, 2-0. Norwin, 2-2. And Butler, Pine Richland, Cannon McMillan, all 1-1. All right, thanks to Gary Rosansky of Elwood City, our team of the week in WPL softball. Thanks to Chris Lackner, my producer as well. I'm Don Rebel. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe if you're looking at that whole moon-sun collision. Be smart. And we'll talk to you again soon. Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live High School Sports Network.